DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Welcome to yet another episode of the Self-Help Show. I am so sorry for the hiatus. I think this is the third or the fourth one. I think it's the third one since I started this whole podcast, but this wasn't as long as the previous one. I think the previous one was like 7 months. So at least this one is not too much of a, you know, missing in action in my A moments. It's just been a time of reflection, a time of growth, a time of learning. And before I say anything, I just want to say thank you to people that are listening. This is family, friends, acquaintances, colleagues, partners, stalkers, fans, everybody who kind of tunes in and listen to this podcast. We are growing. Last time I checked the stats, there's about 341 cities where each and every one of you is listening from. So I am so happy and I'm grateful for the growth. 4 years, we hit the big four, end of June. And I'm so honored and I'm grateful and I'm thankful. And yeah, thank you for holding the space for me. You have no idea that God chose you to stand as a beacon of light. When I was in deep, in preparation for what I asked for, end of March, April, I made big prayer requests and fasting, and I wanted to know what my financial blocks were. Again, you know, this is a place where I share everything about me. I air out my experiences. I talk about my own secrets and I speak about everything. So at least let me give you some insights of what has been happening. So yeah, I prayed. I wanted to know what my financial blocks were because I was just making enough for me, but I wasn't happy because it wasn't enough, you know, for my endeavors, for my family, and for just, you know, I'm thankful though. I don't want to complain. I'm grateful for my life. So within that, obviously, we have big dreams, we have aspirations, we have desires, we have, you know, goals and so many things that we want to do, you know. I asked God to reveal to me what was blocking me, like what was blocking the millions from coming in as I had worked equivalently to receive more and over above, but I just could not see them, right? I cried, I fasted, I prayed. And guess what? God answered. I was not ready for the answer because what God showed me was something I was not prepared to face. And within that, I think usually when stuff like that happens, when you pray and then God reveals to you, answers your prayer and shows you what you're not ready to see, sometimes it's such a big challenge to accept. And for me, it was the most excruciating experience. I had to lose everything. I lost everything to follow the path that led me to what God had finally exposed. And God wanted me to see what my financial blocks were. I was left bare, open, with nothing, and only the realization that it was me. This whole time it was me. I was blocking my own financial flow, my financial growth, because I was just open, right? And being open is good, don't get me wrong. Stay with me. Open is good, but I was open to anything. I was open to anyone. Because I've always been loving and caring and practicing the purity of mind and the purity of the heart. And what this does, it creates such a beautiful big aura that's irresistible, almost undeniable. It's so big, it's so colorful, it's so juicy, It's so bold and it's super attractive that good people feel it and they admire it, and bad people envy it and they manipulate and try to steal or finesse it. So the whole entire time, I knew I had issues with attracting people and being driven by purity, and I always believed the best in everyone. Everything was revealed to me, and I got to see even current existing relationships with people, good or bad, who had been milking this energy the entire time. Yeah, it was really painful. It was really, really painful. If I've had heartbreaks, this was the biggest one of them all. Yeah, so I know I've always struggled with discernment, and this was like one of my biggest prayer points, but the whole time I did not know that it's gonna cost me such a big price. So the period of April, May, June, July, I was in the trenches of learning and understanding how to create boundaries, how to have discernment, and me realizing that that was my financial block, because I would work, I would put in the energy and the effort, and then when it's time to materialize, somebody who has that foresight, you know, most people do a lot of energetic and spiritual manipulation, so they would, you know, perform a heist. And I had a revelation of all the moments and every single time it did. And some of those times actually costed me getting admitted in hospital multiple times and not understanding what was going on. So, yeah, that was my financial block. I would manifest that financial success and prosperity, then the energy or that light would be hijacked or manipulated or finessed by those people. New and old. So God showed me that God was like, hey baby girl, before I can pour into you, you need to fix your vessel. I had to stop being careless with my energy. I had to give only those who deserve it, and I had to be more selective of who gains access to this energy. I always knew I had issues. I always knew I had issues. Discernment has been my biggest. And now, this was that biggest revelation on learning how to have discernment and never taking that for granted. So, yeah, weeks have passed. I think the last episode that I dropped was end of February. So March, April, May, June, July, 5 months. 5 months. I had to learn to build boundaries and to manage access to my energy, because everything was toned down. And for me to rebuild, and now that I'm standing after I've fallen, I had to call upon my creator, call upon God, you know, to hold my hand, to lift me up, and again, God answered. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm able to share with you now and connect with you. The podcast is gonna be bolder and raw and unfiltered and entertaining and interesting and share-worthy. Because all those 341 cities, my dream is to visit each and every one of you. As crazy as it sounds, it is my dream to just, travel the world with loved ones and people close to my heart. So, may the light of the Creator continue to shine through me as I continue to usher His word through this channel. And only give access to those who are sent by the Creator. At least, you know, my discernment is available now. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm thankful for that. And I will still continue to love. I will still continue to have that big heart. I will still continue to be that Gina that you know, that you've felt for those around me, that you've seen, that you've heard. And yeah. Oh, one of the other biggest lessons I had to learn was, I have always been that person that if you tell me your problem, it becomes my problem. But one of the experiences that I had, I saw people that were gonna, that were literally in a lukewarm fire, and I was like, ah, let me help you bend down that fire. There were even some red flags. I ignored the red flags. I was trying to help these people. I even fell sick, which was God maybe trying to show me or to, you know, sometimes when you're not sure, you get the signs, you get the direction, and you just know. And I have an ex who told me that you are too, tenacious. You're too tenacious, you're too long-suffering. It's a blessing, but it's also a curse. He repeated that multiple times. I never used to really understand what he meant, but it only made sense then when I was in that situation where I realized, damn, the whole time I was falling sick, it was, you know, God trying to like warn me to like give up on whatever that I was trying to help or do. But I insisted, because why? I'm tenacious, because I'm long suffering. So I kept ignoring the signs, and you know, I ended up, you know, getting into the fire with those people. And I'm grateful enough I was able to come out of it before it was too late. And yeah, I loved solving problems and helping people figure out, you know, their path in life, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. This is even how my podcast came to be, you know, because I wanted to share experiences and ways of how I've navigated in life, where I've come from, how I've been, my experiences, other people's experiences, opinions, research, and insights. So now I learned that I have boundaries, and those boundaries are thick. Yeah. And I'm gonna work every single day to keep them that way. So now, I guess what I can say is I've been liberated from that level of empathy, and I've been empowered to only share and only help where I can, you know. Most times people go through problems and learn their lessons, and I have to allow people to learn their lessons just as I have learned mine. So if you're not from South Africa, there is a painkiller solution called Grandpa. So I have a statement now that says, I can't be going around drinking Grandpa for somebody else's headache, you know. So your own headache, your own pain, like, that's it. All right, no more sadness. I hope this wasn't sad or depressing, but more of like an enlightenment moment. So what's next with the self-help show? I guess my background would determine that. Did you hear that? Okay, I'll just keep creating. Shout out to everybody that's been listening. Shout out to people that believed in me to start this and, you know, supported me where they could. Now I am back, baby, and I can't wait to continue this journey with you. We grow together. That's what self-help is all about. Remember to subscribe and share with others. Coming to you live and direct from the city of UAE. I love you so much, and I will be in touch soon. I'm coming in with some new stuff. Before we had chapters, I know I kind of left the forgiveness chapter in between, but I think I'm gonna carry it over and finish that, then we start something else. All right, So remember to share, to like, or to, I don't know, listen from the get-go. Oh, again, we have a website now. We have www.selfhelpshow.com. Please listen from there. I know you may be listening from Spotify or Apple Podcasts, but go to the website. You don't need to sign in. You can just listen from there direct. And I'm still developing the site, so you can leave comments and, you know, share directly. You can share directly from the website, actually. But I'm also making it easier with, you know, other stuff there. Some really nice stuff, perks, and, you know, so many good things. I don't want to spoil it for you, but yeah, I'm going to put the subscribe thing so you can subscribe to newsletters, and then all the jams will be in the newsletter. And also, I will set up subscription for, you know, those that want to pay for the extra juicy stuff that happens in GMT's life. So thank you once again, guys, and I will connect soon. Enjoy the rest of this month. Only a few days left, and then we're going to get into August. So have a good one. Bye.